This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to be brave like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear listeners. In today's episode, we are talking about how we too can be brave like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, of course, when we say how can we be brave like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we're not necessarily talking about how to be brave exactly like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When we look at the divinely appointed imams and we look at the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon them all. Of course, these are individuals, they are human beings who have attained the peak and the epitome and the zenith, the apex, the summit of these moral attributes and these righteous values, right? So whether it's patience or steadfastness or loyalty, bravery, determination, any and all righteous virtues will be seen manifested at their apex by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and of course the divinely appointed Imams alayhim assalam. So when we're talking about trying to be brave like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is bravery within our own capacity and within our own capability. But now, on the other hand, don't sell yourself short, for surely you can do so much more than you can even imagine. So you can be braver than what you think you are brave at the current point in time, right? You can be much braver, and to be brave on the path of the Almighty Allah is the best form of bravery. Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alaykum.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how to be brave like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, what do we need to be brave in? So there's no physical military battle going on as such. Yes, we do find that the arrogant powers have come together and have militarily attacked Muslim countries under various pretexts. Now, that does not mean that we too get up and go and join the military battlefield, and that's the only way that we can be brave. Dear friends, living an Islamic lifestyle in the modern day is something that requires bravery. When we go out there as a sister and wear the hijab, when we go out there as a brother and have our beard, when we dress ourselves appropriately, going against the carnal fashion that is being promoted by, you know, the anti-truth powers, if you will, not lying, not cheating, you know, not saying bad things, not watching bad things, not listening to bad things, you know, not going to places which are prohibited, which are bad places, protecting ourselves, being good, praying on time, doing du'as, going to the Islamic Center. All of this requires bravery. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam teaches us this, that listen, when it comes to remaining on the path of Allah, when it comes to living and implementing and really finding joy and bliss in living an Islamic lifestyle, This requires bravery. And this is why I had said, don't sell yourself short. You are much braver than you can ever imagine. All you have to do is try your hardest and rely on the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Won't be love tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.